What's up, Alchemist? Full Data here. We're Tom, and we're back with another episode of the Full Data Alchemist podcast. It's been a bit. My last episode was a little, political. So we're going to, I don't really want to be political on this channel, so we're not going to be that. But I know I also haven't been consistent either because of just reasons. There's just a lot going on. As we explained in my last episode, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and I just really wasn't in the mental space to create. But I since have gotten past that and just realized that, you know, I can't control what's happening around me. I can only control what I am doing. So that's going to be my focus. I'm going to be controlling what I can do and making sure that I keep myself in a good, you know, upbeat area in my mind and not worry about the whole world potentially falling apart around me, because I can't control that. I can only control what's in my role, which is my kids, my girlfriend, you know, me. And not control them, but like control the happiness that's a part of them and being, you know, within their lives and making sure that everything goes smooth and well in their lives and making sure that we are all okay. Making sure that I am exceeding in my career, I'm exceeding in my personal life, things like that. So that's going to be the topic of the conversation today and going forward as well. This is going to be a very data focused podcast with lots of spiritual things in there, because I think that's just, you know, a place where I ended up being, because the world's nutty. It's really nutty out there, and I'm not sure how else to approach it, because it's just nutty out there. So, like I said, I've been getting into spiritual alchemy, which is an amazing area, and I highly recommend everyone looking into it, because it's pretty freaking cool. I mean, who doesn't want to learn how to freaking take, like, a stone and turn it to gold, right? But I don't know if that was actually working. But, yeah, no, I've been really diving deep into spiritual alchemy. And since doing that, I've been slowly reading The Alchemist and getting some information on it and just really enjoying this book overall, about a boy named Santiago who is traveling to Egypt to find a treasure he has kept seeing in his dreams. And he's going through this journey now to try and get it and find it and see what this mysterious treasure is and get it for himself. And he goes through a lot of hardships in so far. He meets, you know, falls in love with somebody that ends up being his true love. But, you know, it's really, I don't want to give the whole book away, but the whole premise of the whole story is, it really is, you know, no matter where you are going in life, it's not really not about the destination. It's about experiencing every second of your journey, of how we got to and from, and all the little bits in between. And I think that's what I kind of am missing in content creation. I'm so focused on the destination. I have to have this and I have to have that. Instead of just focusing on the long journey. The journey is going to take me, you know, the 6 years that might take, 10 years, 20 years that could take to actually grow a well-rounded community and a well-rounded channel that will become something massive. And The Alchemist has really put a lot of things in perspective. And I highly recommend reading it. If you're like in a weird spot, you're just looking for enlightenment, looking for, you know, something to broaden your horizon, and just maybe you feel like you're in a place, you know how to get out of it. I really recommend The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, a really good author. I'm about, what page am I on? I think I'm on like page, what's my bookmark? Like page 80 something. Yeah, 88. So I'm maybe about halfway done. It's a short read. It's like 140 some odd pages. It's a little bit more than halfway done. It's 160 some odd page book, but it's a good book overall. And so far I'm really enjoying it. Really all about the journey and not so much the destination. Learning from mistakes and learning that, you know, no matter what you do with those mistakes, they don't define you. They just teach you who you are and maybe how to overcome some of those shortcomings you might have. So overall, it has been really a great read, and I'm really enjoying it. And it really plays back into everything that you have in life, regardless if you are, you know, going after learning how to learn Python, or if you want to learn how to do, you know, you want to learn deep into blockchain or become a cloud security engineer expert. You know, it's really all this rolled up in this story is just talking about how to get there. And, you know, the author, Paulo Coelho, I think he said something that following your dreams is like learning a foreign language. You're going to make mistakes, but you'll get there in the end. And it's the truth, because, you know, one of the biggest things is that what Santiago has in The Alchemist is like his personal legend is to go after this treasure and achieve in finding it. And whether he finds it or not, I'm not gonna give that. Give that away. I kind of know what happens with speaking with somebody who read this book. I'm not gonna give it away. No spoilers. But whether he finds it or not, and whatever the outcome is, it's not about finding the treasure. It's about learning what your personal legend is, how you get to that personal legend, everything in between it to find you to get there. And as you're going through your hardships, it's not about, you know, it's how you're reacting to those hardships, how you're handling those hardships. That's actually going to find you in that moment. You know, it's what you do next. It's been a really, really deep read, and I'm really enjoying it a lot. I'm not one to read books either, so I'm like, oh, look, a book. I'm like, oh, who cares? And then the book will sit there on my nightstand or on my computer desk for like ever. But I've been slowly reading this one, just because it's so far a really good book. I'm really enjoying it, like it a lot, and it just resonates with me well. The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, really good book. I like it a lot. You can get an audiobook if you want, or you can get the softbook copy. So far, it's been really good, and I really like it because it's just been hitting me in different ways with all the different nonsense going on in the world, and helping me focus up on a lot of different things I have going on. Like, there's a lot of different things I want to do, and I'm not sure how anyone is like this. Like, you know, I, as I said before, I'm not consistent with my content, and that's something I'm trying to break. That's just a bad habit to have, like not being consistent. Like, it's just not bad. It's a bad habit, and I want to break the habit and become disciplined and being consistent. So I think I was more consistent when I had a routine, you know, getting up every morning, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, going, getting ready for work, driving in your car to work. So it was that routine. Not that I want that routine back. Like, screw that. Who wants to drive into the office 5 days out of the week, sitting in traffic, beeping at each other? Because that just sounds like insanity. That's just not a work-life balance anymore. That's a work-life tolerance. And who wants that? But like getting up a routine. So my new routine, and my routine for me now, I just actually adopted a little puppy, little Luna. She's a great little dog. We rescued her, and she's a great little addition to our family, and we love her. So, but I'm like, well, this will be great, because now I'm going to have a dog, and I can actually then make a schedule and a routine and make sure that I'm going to get my best self to be going. So up at 5:30 in the morning, working out, walking the dog by 6:45, taking a shower, and then going through, then taking shower, making breakfast, sitting down, working either out of my studies, or working on some content creation, and then going to the, and then going into work, working until like 8 to 12, and then 12 o'clock is another break, and working on either Python studies or Google Cloud studies, whatever case, and then go ahead and work on, you know, finish my work, and then work on more content, take a break, have some dinner, you know, have a mindful break, maybe meditate, relax, watch a movie, chill, back on the computer for like, you know, whatever, back on the computer by 6 o'clock, 6:30, which I'm a little off my balance today, just because I want to record this podcast, I want stuff I have to talk about. So yeah, I'm a little early and off schedule, but that's okay, because I'm going to take a break after this and go ahead and watch some TV, maybe read some of The Alchemist, and then be ready for my stream at 7:30 tonight, which I'm not sure what I'm streaming tonight. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Otherwise, it's been a really great time, and I'm really excited, feeling like, you know, not like so angry at the world. The Alchemist has really been helping that. Trying to get back into meditation and slowing down my brain waves and just trying to find mindfulness, and making sure that, you know, I'm good, because the world around us is nuts. And we can't control that. It is what it is. So, you know, we can, you know, get out there and vote if you really want to make a difference, or protest if you need to have your voice heard. All we can do right now. So, and that's all I'm going to say on that. But, yeah, so my goal right now is to be consistent and really work towards a weekly podcast on Tuesdays, a little more structured podcast, not just come on me rambling, just have points I want to talk about. Full Data Alchemist is I really want to focus on lots of Python and cloud security. Just a lot of different things. We're Full Data Alchemist. I know that's, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we're going to focus on data. But that's not really true. I want to focus on anything technology, whether it be cloud security, data analytics, data science. I like to call it data alchemy. So anything like that, we're going to be focusing on SQL, cryptocurrency, blockchain, anything like that. So I really want to cover all of those areas and just have a fun podcast and talking with people and getting guests on here. Like, that's my biggest goal, is to get guests on my podcast and talk about it. I just have to be freaking consistent. And once I'm consistent, hopefully things will follow behind it. I feel like anything in content creation, right? Or anything in life, to get good at anything, you gotta be consistent. You know, if you're not showing up each day, what the hell's the point? So that's like, if you want to get good at basketball or baseball, you know, you're showing up to practice consistently to get better and better. If I show up consistently every day on a specific date and time to go ahead and record a podcast with the points I've created beforehand, the podcast will get better and better over time. That's just consistency. It's just constantly working towards something to get better. And that's just what I need to do. So that's what I want to do. And I want to provide you guys with just good information that you can go and take it and use it for, you know, good. I want to put up, my biggest goal is to put good out into the world and help people who are struggling in the technology world. Like, they don't know what to get into. They don't know where to be. There's so many places in tech that you can jump into. And everyone right away thinks of like, oh, I need to get into, you know, coding or IT. But coding is a great thing to have. And I think on all 100% true honesty, I think if you're going to be in IT and in a technical role, everyone should have some type of background in coding, whether it be PowerShell, Python, Java, JavaScript. It doesn't matter. As long as you have some slight understanding of how coding works, how the logic works, because automation is really becoming key in the industry, and really understanding how to make that work happens. My even next thing would even be is how AI works and how to use AI to leverage it as a tool for yourself in the tech field. Like, that's massive right now. And getting behind AI, I know people, you know, oh, AI is going to take my job. And you know what? Amazon took the job of, Amazon took bookstore jobs. I can't think of the stupid name of the thing. Amazon took the job of bookstore folks. So there's always a job that's being replaced. And a lot of the things that AI is going to replace is a lot of the work, a lot of the mundane work that you're going to see. There's a lot of things that can just be done by AI. Let AI handle it. Like, what we, as a collective, as a human being, we are just, you know, we are very intelligent species. As dumb as we are very smart. And we can solve things pretty well. I mean, look at all the structures that are made by man without AI. You know, yes, does it make it easier now? Sure, but AI can't go out and build those structures for us. We're not there yet. So could you use AI to, you know, maybe help with math and blueprints? Sure. But you're going to need someone to check that AI. You're going to need someone to understand and make sure that AI is doing what it needs to be done correctly. So yeah, you can use AI to code, but AI is not that great at coding. I know. I've used it. I correct it a lot because the good amount of time, it's wrong. And I have to tell GPT or Claude 3 or Gemini or whatever thing I'm using, saying, no, that's incorrect. You need to do XYZ to make this work. And then I'm fixing it anyway, because it's not always correct. It's not accurate. It's still learning. AI still has a long way to go before it gets to where we want it, like, you know, where it is in like Terminator or Ready Player One. We're not there yet. Is it powerful? Yes. But it's not there yet. There's a lot of AI doesn't work without you prompting it right now. We are getting to the place where it will be we don't have to prompt it. It will just do, which is cool. It will just start doing what it has to do. Like, there's this whole website right now for images. It's like a radio station for images, and you'll tune it to something that you want, and it'll just start going ahead and giving you stations of pictures. And if you like a picture, you click on the picture, and it starts generating pictures based on that station you chose. And if you like that one of the pictures inside that station, you click on it, and it starts generating new ones. And the cool thing about this AI is that it's not referencing any art or any learned images. It's generating its own images from whatever AI algorithm that has. So it's thinking, it's finding, it's looking, it's teaching itself what a grasshopper looks like. You know, I might have an idea of what a grasshopper looks like from a dictionary or something else, but it's not beating off of already generated art from somebody else. So I thought that was very cool. And that's a big change. Yes, is that scary for artists? 110%. But is it going to replace an artist's job? No, it's not. I think it's going to end up becoming a tool for artists that they need to use, that they will end up being using to help get concepts and being able to, you know, get an idea of what something looks like and then draw based off of that and change it to be original art. I think AI is going to become our massive tool in a lot of different areas. So, and these are the type of conversation I want to have on these podcasts. So, the Alchemist has really helped me out a lot and just putting things in a lot of perspective. Especially that, you know, I always say to her, oh, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, but it's just me spewing out bullshit sometimes. But really reading this book, it's like, oh, it really is about the journey. You know, so many hardships that this kid, this Santiago, has gone through to get to where he needs. And it's going to be the same thing now we are with AI. It's going to be so many hardships. Yes, will there be jobs lost? Yeah, probably. But hopefully those jobs, or not even hopefully, those jobs that were lost by AI will create new opportunities for people. And if you're paying attention and got your ear to the ground, you're going to see where those opportunities are coming from. If you're in the tech industry, cloud security, or just cloud anything right now is booming. That's a place to be. Google Cloud, AWS, Azure. Like, those are areas to be in, to get certified in, and just really get nitty-gritty with that, because that's a big place to be in. If you're in the security side, yeah, cloud security is a big thing to be in. It's just massive. There's always the ethical hacking side, which is, I feel like, is a flooded market right now. So if you're in, like, security side, I'd recommend looking at identity access and account management. That's a very, very big area that's booming too. And there's a lot of automation happening on that side with tools like SailPoint, which is a identity access and account management solution, which will help you just track of all of your users, who they are, what access they have, where they report to, and what are they doing. So it just really keeps track of centralized access requests for them, automation of access requests, automation of access removal, easier audits. So it's just a really nice tool overall to have. And I highly recommend that, something that, you know, if you're in the security space and where to go next, identity access management or cloud security is where I'm looking into right now, is what I want to get into, because I think there's just booming markets. And I feel like the whole, like, become a certified ethical hacker, become a pen tester, become a this, I feel like it's a very flooded market right now. And not before long, IAM and Google security, or not Google, cloud security will also become that flooded, saturated market. And it probably already is saturated, and the truth is every market is saturated. It's just finding out how you stand out the most. What are you going to do different that the person next to you is applying to the job to? What do you have in your portfolio that they don't? What are you learning, and what do you excel in that they don't? You know, how are you making yourself stand out? I think that's the key right now to anything, because everything's saturated. Everything is just over the top, just, oh my gosh, everyone's doing this. There is nothing unique anymore, nothing is original. But how are you going to stand out on top of the 6,000 employees, 6,000 requests that just came in to be high, you know, for this application for this job? Like, how are you going to stand out? So that's the key, is building your own portfolio to see. By the way, you're getting this raw. I'm not making cuts. I'm not editing this. So if I stutter or whatever, you're getting it as is. This is raw and uncut. And I think that's how podcasts should be. I truly believe in an uncut podcast. Obviously, there's a massive blurps or whatever. Yeah, I'll edit those out. But if I'm, like, making us or ends, I'm not going to cut all those out. That's just overall a waste of time. Yeah, does it work? Does it hurt the flow? Sure. But I don't think it's actually destroying the quality of the podcast. I try not to say my us and try not to, you know, doing this for a little over 6 years now. I feel like I have gotten better with us and ands and that really comes down to, you know, knowing what you want to talk about. Yeah, I do it a lot right now because I'm just spitballing and don't really have, like, points I want to pay attention to, and that's okay. So we're just spitballing right now and just hanging out and chilling like a villain outside on, you know, the court playing b-ball, and a couple guys are up to no good. But my mom got scared. Yeah. Anyway, so I digress. But yeah, But overall, I just want to touch base. So this will be out on tomorrow morning. I'm probably going to set these up to be out on 4:30 a.m. because then people are driving into work, whatever the case, you know, taking your morning crap. You can listen to the podcast and taking a shower or whatever. You'll be able to have this podcast as you're doing your morning routine, which would be awesome. So this show will see out again on Tuesdays, probably around 4:30 in the morning. I don't really have much else to talk about. I really want to talk about The Alchemist. I really recommend this book. I think I want to start doing these live on Full Did It on twitch.tv/FullDidItAlchemist. Actually, screw that. Excuse me. I'll probably be doing these live over on YouTube. YouTube.com/FullDidItAlchemist or /@FullDidItAlchemist. I would like to keep my streams that I do with Full Did It Alchemist a little bit more, what I'm looking for, personal than just some like random streams on how to like teach you how to code. I think a lot of my Full Did It Alchemist will be YouTube videos and shorts on how to do certain things, discussing hot topics in the tech world. So expect a lot of that. But I just want to touch base with everyone. Check out The Alchemist, a really good book. I am not sponsored by them. I'm just really in love with this book. It's probably a book I read once or twice, probably two or three times, because it's just a really good book. It's just, and it just resonates with me in such a way. Like there are so many things that you can learn from this book. And I feel like I need to reread it again to fully get the full like understanding of the deeper meanings. But so far, amazing book. Highly recommend it. And on that note, Alchemists, it's been awesome. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be hanging with you all. We're going to get through this every single week until the end of the year. So our goal, or my goal for this, is to have an episode for you guys structured, talking about things in the tech world that will be anything. Yeah, we'll probably still touch on some gaming because gaming is a big part of me. I'm probably debating if I'm gonna be making another podcast that's focused more on like gaming news. You can find my other content on twitch.tv/RivenPlaysGames. That's where all my gaming content is now. Full Data Alchemist is no longer gaming content, it's strictly data analytics or data alchemy, business, spiritual alchemy, and just tech news. So things like that. Otherwise, ladies and gents, I appreciate you checking this out, and I will see you in the next one. Peace out, everyone. Have a good night.